This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Israel and Sudan agreed on Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States. This makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's happy to have Sudan join the group.
Sudan has great potential on trade and other things. I mean, they're very, very successful, wonderful country, and I think it will be. It's been hampered by what's going on in the world.
The United Nations is warning of a looming health crisis in Sudan following historic floods. The floods have left behind stagnant water pools, which have created conditions for deadly mosquito-transmitted diseases to thrive. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warns more than 5.4 million people are at risk of mosquito-transmitted diseases, such as malaria. President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden are ready to package their divergent personal styles and policy prescriptions into closing messages for the final sprint to Election Day. With their final debate behind them, the coronavirus is a central topic for both candidates on Friday. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Two different styles and messages on the road with 11 days left. The president's billing himself as the same disruptive outsider who won 4 years ago.
It's all talk, no action with his politicians.
Biden says character's on the ballot, too.
You know who I am. You know who he is.
Biden's campaigning close to home today with an event in Delaware. The president's holding two rallies in his adopted state of Florida, a virtual must-win for his re-election chances. He plans to vote there tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the U.S. presidential election, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's second wave of coronavirus could be worse than the first, the boss of Paris's public hospital group, APHP, said on Friday, as the country registered a record number of daily cases. With pressure on hospitals, France has expanded a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew to cover 46 million people, more than two-thirds of its population. At a news conference, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the world is seeing a worrisome rise in COVID-19 cases and death.
Critical juncture in this pandemic, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere. The next few months are going to be very tough, and some countries are on a dangerous track.
In the past 24 hours, France reported a daily record of 41,622 new cases, and the number of patients in intensive care is at its highest level since May. Bruce Springsteen's new album, Letter to You, debuts today. So does a new documentary about the album. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Crowd of mango trees like that.
This is Springsteen and the E Street Band's first studio album since 1984's Born in the USA.
I started playing the guitar because I was looking for someone to correspond with. And after all this time, I still feel that need to talk to you.
Tom Zimney directs the documentary, but he doesn't consider himself a traditional director.
I really just observed and was a fly on the wall.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band have been together for 45.
Our years of playing together have created a shorthand and an efficiency in the studio comparable to that of a finely tuned racing engine.
Zimney caught a lot being a fly on the wall.
Moments of conflict. Moments of pure creative energy.
Zimney describes how the band talks to each other with their eyes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Libya's two warring factions signed a permanent ceasefire agreement Friday following 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The UN's Libya mission said on its Facebook page the 5+5 joint military commission talks in Geneva today culminated in a historic achievement as Libyan teams reach a permanent ceasefire agreement across Libya, adding the achievement is an important turning point towards peace and stability in Libya. For more news, whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com, the VOA mobile app when you're out on the go. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.